السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I think that was not loud enough. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. We always praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, send blessings and salutations upon the best of creation, Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Hashimi al-Qurashi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless him and his entire household, all his companions, and all those who struggled and strove through the years to bring the deen to us. Some of them gave their lives, some of them struggled throughout their lives so that the deen today could get to us. We need to send blessings and salutations upon them and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us good followers who can continue with this particular trend so that the deen can remain in us and our offspring. Brothers and sisters, we have had a beautiful month of Ramadan. We still have a few more days of this beautiful month of Ramadan. This eve, it is very important for us to go back and reflect upon this great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala known as the month of Ramadan. If we take a look at pre-Ramadan, there was a time when we had just said in our minds that Ramadan is drawing closer and closer. Before we knew it, it was time to sight the moon. As soon as the moon was sighted, the spirituality changes. Whether we feel it or not, subhanallah, if we were to search within ourselves, even the food we ate, the taste of it changed. The reason I say this, when we open a fast in Ramadan, that little savory or samosa or whatever little piece of food we've put in our mouths, it tastes totally different in Ramadan than the same set of food outside the month of Ramadan. This is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He blessed us so much that mashallah, instead of climaxing upon the middle of Ramadan, Allah has chosen us to reach the climax of this beautiful month at the end of the month. Every time we see, for example, a season, any form of a season, take a look at winter or summer, take a look at any other season, you will find that the peak of it is at the center, whereas when it comes to Ramadan, the peak is right at the end. If Allah wanted, the night of decree could have been at the beginning. If He wanted, it could have been in the middle. But He has indeed blessed us and favored us by keeping it towards the end of Ramadan. And mashallah, throughout the month we engage in so much salah. We engage in prayer for the sake of Allah. We fast for the sake of Allah. We abstain from sin for the sake of Allah. Even though with our weakness we may have committed those sins pre-Ramadan, come Ramadan, a lot of people say, no ways, I'm not going to do this. Although I would tell you that as a Muslim you are supposed to quit it, whether it's Ramadan or not, would you not admit that in Ramadan we are more shy to commit a sin? Agreed? Agreed? Subhanallah. This is because we respect the month. ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Indeed, Allah declares that those who consider sacred the sacred times and places of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed are making manifest a sign of taqwa in their hearts. So if a person is to sin in Ramadan, it shows that their level of God consciousness is very low. May Allah protect us. Yet, we are supposed to be quitting the sin inside or outside Ramadan. The point being raised is the blessedness of the month. The same applies to the deeds. We engage in much more in terms of good deeds in the month of Ramadan, don't we? Do we agree? Subhanallah. In this month of Ramadan, we engage in extra deeds. Every one of us has engaged in Taraweeh. Every one of us has tried to read more of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've listened to it. We've engaged in dhikr. We've done so much more in this month of Ramadan. We are asking Allah to multiply the reward for us. So as the generation of spirituality within our system and our soul becomes more manifest and powerful and we begin to feel it, we come to the climax, and that is the end of the month of Ramadan. We feel better people. Some of us begin to grow our beards by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we know that that was what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked like. Some of us, the sisters, begin to don in the proper clothing by the will of Allah, because we know that this is what is required of us. Some of us would stop listening to what we are not supposed to be listening to, and stop looking at what we are not supposed to be looking at. And perhaps people who have the bad habit of the bottle or smoking or anything else would quit it during the month of Ramadan. May Allah grant us the ability to make that a permanent quit rather than just a temporary. We have heard in the past those who say, بِئْسَ الْقَوْمْ لَا يَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ. What a bad nation, those who only worship Allah in Ramadan. We don't want to be from amongst them. So now we have a gift, the night of decree. When the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into play, subhanallah, the Quran was revealed on this night. It was sent down from the preserved tablet to the lowest of the heavens. This night, the night of decree. When we say this night, we are talking of the night of Laylatul Qadr, one of the odd nights of the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. So we would come to learn that with all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to live the rest of the year appreciating what is permissible and staying far away from that which is haram. If I can stay away from water and dates through the daytime of Ramadan, what is wrong with water and dates? Nothing. It is permissible. The food I eat on a daily basis is halal. But in Ramadan, I am practicing restraint to stay away from that which is permissible, so that throughout the rest of the 11 months, I will find it so easy to stay away from that which is prohibited. If I can stay away from that which is permissible, my own spouse, throughout Ramadan or through the daytime of Ramadan, and I can endure or I can stay back, restrain myself, I should be trained automatically to stay away from that which is prohibited throughout the rest of the year. And I will appreciate the drink and the food that I have that is halal, and I will appreciate my own spouse. This is the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Also, if I were to block myself from eating and from drinking, I would immediately become more compassionate towards those who are not blocking themselves from eating or drinking, but they have no food or drink, subhanallah. They don't have it. So I reach out to them, I search into my pockets, I take whatever I can out, and I say, Ya Allah, accept it from me. I'm reaching out to my fellow brethren or human beings at large, humanity at large. May Allah accept it from us. The difficulty is, many of us, when we exit the month of Ramadan, we go back to square one. That's the difficulty. It's a reality. People wait for the day of Eid and they forget to do something very important. Let me give you the example. We all know what computers are about today. Every one of us knows. So mashallah, you type out a huge email and you did not click save. How does it feel when suddenly it's lost? But I typed out 23 pages. Where is it gone? It's gone. Why? You don't have a backup and you did not press save. All you had to do was click on a small little disc that they show you one side of the screen. And if you did that, in a second, they would have saved your 23 pages. Let's make it more interesting. 29 pages or 30. We need to save every page. Every day of Ramadan, the end of the day, save. What did I learn today? Did I put it into practice? Am I going to maintain this outside Ramadan? My brothers and sisters, we can do better. We can do better than abandoning our clothing on the day of Eid, when Allah has given us a day of happiness. The only one we are making happy is the devil, by showing our cleavage sometimes, by exposing our hair sometimes, by wearing half bummers sometimes, by going out to the waterfront or to canal walk and displaying ourselves. Is that what the day of Eid is all about, my brothers and sisters? Let's be honest. We go to the mall and we want to look tall. Allahu Akbar. Is that what the Eid is all about? We need to be careful. The day of Eid is a gift of Allah upon you because you engaged in acts of worship, not because it's now you coming out of a little cave
cage like a little bird that's flying after not being able to sin. All the sins are committed on the day of Eid. Is that what it's all about? Not at all. So this Eid will be an Eid with a difference. Right now, if we'd had any ideas of doing anything that will earn the transgression of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm sure we are strong enough to change the plan. Aren't we? We are strong enough to change that plan. My sisters, if you have donned that hijab beautifully in this month of power, this night of decree, perhaps Allah may decree that this particular worshipper of mine is not going to remove this even outside Ramadan. Would you like that to be decreed for you? You need to cry out to Allah, make an effort, and inshallah it will come. My brothers, if we've given up pornography for the month of Ramadan, make a dua to Allah. Ya Allah, I'm never going to go back to that. It is the night of decree. If Allah has decreed it, you will never go back to it by the will of Allah. We press save to our changes and our life changes. My brothers and sisters, it is something we can achieve. There is hope. All of us are intelligent people. We've got brains. Each one of us really has a lot of confidence in his or her own mind, mashallah. You know the issues you are going through. Wallahi, I can do better and so can you. Such that every day is better than the previous day. Will I be able to live up to that or not? Let me tell you, if it was a business deal, we would all automatically want growth. Nobody wants to sit on a salary of 5,000 throughout the entire lifetime. No, we want it to go up by 10%, 15%. People strike on the streets in some of the countries because of 1% negotiation. Do you know that? 1% they want to negotiate regarding a salary increment. And the whole world comes to a standstill. Why? The trucks have blocked the roads of Cape Town, which are already congested during peak hour. Maybe I felt that. Allahu Akbar. The reality is, they are fighting for 1% in terms of a salary of the dunya, which might only buy them something very little. With us, we cannot even have the willpower within us to fight for a small percentage of a change that will build our palace in heaven. Jannah is being given out tonight, my brothers and sisters. Do you want it?
Yes.
Allahu Akbar. If you want it, promise Allah, I'm changing. I'm pressing save here. We've learned so many things throughout this month of Ramadan. I am going to be from amongst those who's going to do better this year by the will of Allah. Brothers and sisters, we've come for extra salah. That which was not compulsory. Taraweeh is not compulsory, believe me. But mashallah, the masajid were full. The people came. They listened to long raka'at. They heard the words of Allah. How then can we miss out on the farad? That which is compulsory. No, we are not going to miss out a single farad. I will be there for fajr, ya Allah, by the will of Allah. We want to see the masjid as full for the other salawat. Take time off if you can. And if you cannot make it to the masjid, at least do not miss that salah. Wallahi, we are living in a country where we are free to practice our faith. There are other countries where they are being blocked bit by bit, little by little, until you find there will come a time, and already some countries have seen the time where they are not allowed to don with the hijab. Are we waiting for that day before we start saying, but I had an opportunity to do it and I didn't do it? It's open, it's free, my brothers and sisters. So let's promise Allah, I will make this change. If you've been hooked onto adultery, believe me, tonight, quit it. The decree will come for you, full of goodness. Say, ya Allah, never again, no matter what. Cut it, change your phone number, perhaps give up your mobile phone and that's it. Delete your WhatsApp and everything else, because before you know it, instead of what's up, it will be what is down. Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, we need to know, if you don't change your company, you may never change your habits sometimes, depending on how bad they are. If you don't block people from your social media and your chats, perhaps you might be chatting with the wrong people. Tonight is the night when we make a decision to say, ya Allah, I've quit it. It's over. I've put it behind me. Grant me barakah. I'm searching for peace. I'm looking for happiness. The way I'm going to achieve it is through earning your pleasure, ya Allah. This is Allah. He has given us a powerful eve. This night is not like the ordinary nights outside the month of Ramadan. No, it is different. You feel the spirituality. And if you don't do something about it, it's like a person whom they desperately needed to buy something and it was on sale at less than 1/10 of the price. And it was glaring them in the face and they had the money in the pocket. But they looked at it and said, you know what, I'll come back tomorrow. Brother, the sale is over tomorrow. When there are sales at the big stores, people sleep the night before at the door of the store because they know tomorrow morning I need to be inside there. It is happening in our masajid, alhamdulillah. People come early, they sleep early, they wait because they want to achieve the spirituality. They want to be in the first saf. Why then can we not save those changes even for outside Ramadan? Give up your sins, my brothers, my sisters. We can do that. Because there is so much that we have been given in terms of ability, capacity, capability to achieve goodness. Sometimes we are bogged down because of the few sins that are acting as big potholes upon our highway, that buckle our wheels, believe me, as we drive past. So what happens? Instead of the car getting us to where we are supposed to go, we are bogged down, we've stopped on the road trying to repair a tire, whereas the vehicle we have is one of the best. Allah has given us the body, one of the best, the best. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. I have created man in the best of postures. That's a challenge of Allah. We've said it in the past. Can anyone think of the placement of any organ that is upon your body in a place other than it is in? Never ever. Take a look at your five fingers and the order of them. Do you think you can come up with a better order than the one that is there right now? Never. Try and shift the thumb. Allah says you cannot. Why? We told you, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. We are telling you we have created mankind upon the best possible posture. Can you move your eyes to anywhere else? Perhaps one behind and one in front? You look like a Dajjal. Allah protect us. Just to clarify that the Dajjal actually has two eyes. One is switched off, so only one operates. Some people think he's got one big one in the middle. That's not true. He's got two. One is switched off and the other one is operating. May Allah protect us all. That's just one clarification note. My brothers and sisters, it's important for us to realize we've got this body. It is such a beautiful vehicle to take us to paradise by treading the highway that will get us to Jannah, but protect ourselves from the potholes and the speed humps. You don't find speed humps in the middle of the N2. No. Allah protect us. Why? It's a highway. It's heading in a certain direction. We want to go upon the J1, not the M1. The Jannah one way, mashallah. May Allah grant it to us. May Allah bless us. Brothers and sisters, it's a night full of power. It's a night full of blessings. It's a night that we need to search for. Perhaps tonight, perhaps it's gone. Perhaps it may come one more night. But my brothers and sisters, if we do not force ourselves to change for the will of Allah, we will be bogging ourselves down. The goodness we have, the minds, the brains, the capacity, the capability, the sustenance, whatever else we have will be void. It will be null and void, wasted completely because we don't have a link with our own maker. So develop a link with Allah. Respect the ulama in your midst. If you lack respect of the scholars of Islam, what will happen? Those are the ones who are carrying the message of Allah to you and me. If we don't have respect for them, how then will we be able to respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How will we understand His status? So make sure we fulfill the rights of the scholars. We learn from them. We benefit from them. Engage in lots of tawbah and istighfar. Let's change our ways and habits. When we are cutting a dress for the day of Eid, ask yourself, am I going to please Allah with this dress or is it going to please the devil? My brothers and my sisters, we should be feeling the love in our hearts for one another. We should realize we are part of one ummah. We all want paradise. May Allah unite us in paradise the way He has united us here this evening. Brothers and sisters, we need to do more by the will of Allah. Just like we would like to achieve so much when it comes to our businesses and so on. I've just given you the example. So, if we are from amongst those who only read our farad, we should be increasing it slowly but surely to the sunnah. And slowly but surely to that which is nafil, we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are from amongst those who are weak and we are only reading two salah or one salah a day, we need to acknowledge that we are not doing the right thing. We need to make an effort to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot afford for a moment to be in the transgression of the one who owns my eyesight, my breathing, my taste buds, my ears, and everything else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen us. So always ask Allah. Call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, oh Allah, strengthen me. Oh Allah, make it difficult for me to sin and make it easy for me to engage in your obedience, Ya Allah. Make it love to me. Allahumma habbib ilayna al-iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina. Oh Allah, make loved to us iman and beautify it in our hearts. Purification of the heart is extremely important. We need to remove from the heart the malice, the jealousy, the hatred, the ill feeling, the love of the world that is over and above the love of Allah. You know, each one of us, subhanallah, we have a certain type of a love for those things around us, perhaps for our children, perhaps for so many other things. But remember, above that must be the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And above that must be the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the order. If we love our hair more than we love Allah, we'll end up cutting it in a way that will displease Allah. If we love our legs, talking about the sisters, more than Allah, we'll end up wanting to show them to people, not realizing, are you waiting for a day that that leg is amputated before you have to cover it, my sister? May Allah not do that to us. Are we waiting for a day when we are overtaken by arthritis? May Allah grant cure to all those who are suffering with that disease and any other disease. Ameen. Say Ameen aloud, my brothers.
Ameen.
We make these du'as for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who knows, it might be the moment of acceptance of du'a. May Allah grant us from His blessings.
Ameen.
So my brothers and sisters, let's realize this. Let's understand. Sometimes Allah gives us a chance. He loves us and He waits for us to come towards Him. Moments like this are the moments that would drive us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what would drive us closer to Allah. So let us firstly make peace within ourselves. Make peace within ourselves, to ourselves. We ask Allah to bless us. Then we make peace with our brothers and sisters, our parents, our children, our family members and the rest of the ummah. And then we are at peace with humanity at large and the entire creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us blessings.
Amen.
So my brothers and sisters, are we ready for that? Are we ready, inshallah, for that? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us this eve. Allah has described the night of decree as a night being better than 1,000 months, 80 odd years of ibadah, of worship. And the best prayer that you could supplicate with is Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving. You love to forgive. So forgive me. We read this evening the verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained to us, by seeking forgiveness, your doors of sustenance automatically fling open. Do you know that? By seeking forgiveness, your children are blessed. By seeking forgiveness, your sustenance is blessed. You are blessed. Everything is blessed. Seeking forgiveness flings open doors that you may never know were actually closed before that. The doors Allah opens, but we are the ones who close the doors. Allah wants to grant you sustenance, but you close the door through a sin. إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيُحْرَمُ الرِّزْقُ بِالذَّنْبِ يُصِيبُهُ. Where the narration says, a man's sustenance is blocked because of a sin he commits. So sometimes Allah wants to give us the millions and the billions, but we are having extramarital affairs. And for that reason, sustenance is blocked. No barakah. I earned a million. Where did it go? Well, Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. Sometimes we don't have happiness in our homes because of a sin we are committing. Sometimes because we are not bothered to please Allah. So Allah says, hang on, I take away a little bit of pleasure to make you taste a little bit of what it feels like. Brothers and sisters, we can do better, inshallah. We can show that we, inshallah, are Muslimin. We are the ones who submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah, the leaders of tomorrow, the youth, MashaAllah, and I see the masjid full of the youth by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is heartwarming to see our leaders never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah loves you so much that tonight He's got you sitting in His house. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I repeat that. Allah loves you, my brothers and sisters, so much that tonight He's got you sitting in His house. Think of it for a moment. Who would you invite to your house? One who you are close to, whom you love. We felt that invitation in our hearts. There are others doing all sorts of things tonight. We are here in the house of Allah. May Allah accept it from us.
Amen.
It means Allah loves you so much, no matter what you've done. You are never ever beyond repair. Allah's brought you to His own house. Soften your heart. Open it up. Say, Ya Allah, forgive me. Let me start a new beginning. The drugs I've been on for so many years, Ya Allah. Tonight, today, here, it's out. No more. Never. I love you too, Ya Allah. Allah's love for us precedes our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we need to show that we love Allah too. Because then we don't want the wrath of Allah to overtake us. May Allah protect us. So the fact that we are seated here, the fact that we are listening to this lecture, or we are doing something good, trying to earn the pleasure of Allah, it is Allah who places in the hearts of the people to do something, to improve themselves. If you feel for a moment that I need to change, that feeling itself is a sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before you've done anything about it, just the feeling alone, thank Allah. Say, Ya Allah, I thank you for putting the feeling in my heart. I want to change, Ya Allah. Then you take the first step. Without the feeling, how are you going to take the first step? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May He open our doors. Brothers and sisters, never underestimate the mercy of Allah. Knock upon His door and you will find it flinging open for you. Keep on knocking. We have problems. We go to knock everybody's door. We think that, you know what, my problem I can never solve, I can never resolve. But the difficulty is we have not knocked upon the correct door, the door of my own maker. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never ever lets us down. The others in our midst, they may let us down. Our children can let us down. Spouse can let you down. Someone whom you looked up to for so long can let you down. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never ever. May Allah be pleased with us. Ameen. Really, my brothers and sisters, the reason I say this with so much passion is because if every one of us is sincere for the sake of Allah, to make a change, wallahi, we can change the entire ummah. And we can return to what we were upon, victory upon victory. Today we are suffering loss upon loss. But there is hope when we see such faces in such numbers in the house of the Maker Himself. Look at how we are seated here. Brothers and sisters, we have different people, different sizes, different nationalities, different shapes, different colors, whatever it is. We are all part of one ummah. We are the children of Adam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and may he bless every single one of us. And we are part of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us his intercession. Ameen. This is why we say it's important for us. When we are in a season that is highly spiritual and in a place that is highly spiritual and we are in a moment that is extremely spiritual, remember, this feeling that we feel right now, which is so electrifying, it may not be felt as soon as we exit this particular place. So if change is to come, it comes here and now. It does not come tomorrow morning. It comes now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us eradicate our bad habits. Whether it is the bottle, whether it is gambling, whether it is cheating, stealing, deceiving, hatred, jealousy, enmity, whatever it is, rumor spreading, gossip, whatever. Like we've said, adultery, pornography, you name it, you know the vice, whatever is going on. Sometimes we bad mouth our parents, we don't speak to them correctly, our spouses. We've never spared words of love for our own spouses. Where do you want them to get those words from? May Allah make us such that our hearts are softened towards our own family members. Our children are waiting for us to embrace them, to hug them tight. If you are not going to do that, who do you want to do that for you? We need to purify this tongue of ours. We utter the shahada with the tongue. We read the Quran with the tongue. We engage in salah with the tongue. Why do we go home and swear big swear words and spoil everything? For what? Stop it. Cut it tonight. Ya Allah, I'm not going to swear anymore. Even jokingly, I don't want to swear, Ya Allah. My brothers and sisters, it is something extremely important, really, that we purify ourselves for the sake of Allah. And when our tongue is purified, automatically, when we engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is much more valuable because we are concerned about using the tongue only in the right direction and never ever uttering words that are bad. Sometimes shaitan overtakes us. As soon as he overtakes us, we should be quick to recollect and quick to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, shaitan, we ask your protection from shaitan. And Ya Allah, we don't want him to overtake us with whatever he has done in the past. From today on, we're going to be more careful about how he tries to attack us. So my brothers and sisters, it's important that the motivation we have been feeling and this lovely feeling of such a huge gathering, historic numbers, mashallah, it is important we make use of it by turning to Allah and asking Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, grant us a new opening. Ya Allah, we're going to be steadfast for you, Ya Allah. We will help everyone we can help, Ya Allah. We will be the best of people, good character, good conduct. We won't be jealous of one another. We won't do down one another, Ya Allah. We will love one another. In our own families and homes, we will be an asset, Ya Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in every single way. May He open our doors. Inshallah, I leave you with the remainder of this evening's programs and I ask you to pray for me as well. As I leave, inshallah, it brings tears to the eyes to see brothers and sisters that we love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, we may not be meeting very soon again. Perhaps Allah bring us again together. But one thing for sure, my brothers and sisters, you pray that we are united in Jannah with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will meet each other by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at some point. Until then, we say, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad. Subhanallah bihamdih. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.